From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A van driven by a suicide bomber exploded after ramming through a gate at the Chinese embassy in Kyrgyzstan Tuesday, wounding three people, according to authorities. Kyrgyzstan's deputy prime minister told journalists that as a result of the explosion, only the suicide bomber terrorist died. Security guards were injured. He added that three were wounded. All were Kyrgyz employees of the embassy, and they had been hospitalized. Police sources say that the Mitsubishi Delica van smashed through a gate at the embassy Tuesday morning before exploding in the center of the compound close to the ambassador's residence. China's foreign ministry, meanwhile, condemned the attack as an extreme and violent act, but refused to classify it as terrorism. Apple vowed Tuesday to appeal an EU ruling ordering it to pay a record 13 billion euros in back taxes in Ireland, saying the decision would harm jobs and investment in Europe. The U.S. company said in a statement after the European Commission decision that Dublin's tax breaks for Apple were illegal, saying they will appeal and are confident that the decision would be overturned. Meanwhile, Ireland said it also had no choice but to appeal against that European Union ruling, according to the government on Tuesday. A typhoon slammed into northern Japan Tuesday evening, threatening to bring floods into an area still recovering from the 2011 tsunami. Typhoon Lion Rock made landfall near the city in Ufunato, which is about 500 kilometers northeast of Tokyo. Even before it made landfall, the storm had already paralyzed traffic and caused blackouts. This is VOA News.